Good to be in God's house, is it not, this morning? I am thankful for each and every one of you that made your way out here today. I'll tell you this, you know what? You come out in this 5-degree weather this morning, and there's people probably watching you coming out of your houses saying, what are they doing? You know what? Thank you for giving to the Lord this morning, amen? Thank you for making your way out. You know what? You are a witness, whether or not you know it or not, because you got up on this cold morning, you decided to come out to God's house this morning. Praise God, you are a witness. Don't let the devil fool you in this. You know what? Some of those people looking at you, you're the only Bible that they're going to read. You know that? And what they see you doing, praise God, is what they see. You know what? That, you know what, they're nuts, they're going out to church, but praise God, you know what, I don't believe any of that. I don't believe any of it because I believe God will honor your faithfulness. Amen? Amen. We're going to be over in the book of Mark this morning, the 6th chapter. Mark 6, beginning with 47, very familiar scripture. Very familiar scripture this morning. We'll start with the 47th verse, we'll read down about the 51st verse. And when even was come, the ship was in the midst of the sea, and he alone on the land. And he saw them toiling in rowing, for the wind was contrary unto them. About the fourth watch of the night, he cometh unto them, walking upon the sea, and would have passed them by. But when they saw him walking upon the sea, they supposed it had been a spirit, and cried out. For they all saw him and were troubled, and immediately he talked with them and saith unto them, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And he went up unto them into the ship, and the wind ceased, and they were sore amazed in themselves beyond measure and wondered. Let us pray. Father, if we come, Lord, this morning, we come with nothing but thanksgiving in our heart this morning, Lord. I want to praise you. I want to give you the glory that you so rightly deserve, Lord. I ask you, Father, to open up the minds and the hearts that are here this morning. I pray, Father, that as the song was sung earlier, Lord, you know what? I pray, Father, that the Holy Spirit, you are welcome here this morning, Lord. I pray, Father, that your anointing would be upon me this morning, Lord, as we break the bread of life this morning, Lord, and we give you the praise for everything and each and every soul that's represented here today, Lord. I pray and ask you, Father, to go with us now. And we give you the praise, and we ask it all in Jesus' holy and precious name. And amen. And amen. Have you ever wondered why Jesus sent them on the boat to go out to face what they had to face that night, to face that storm or to face that headwind? Did you ever wonder why Jesus would say, and it said to him, he said, and straightway he constrained him. What he made them get on this boat, and he said, go out and head toward the other side wherever they were heading to. He made them do it. You know what? Don't think for a minute that our Lord and Savior didn't know what was coming up. He knew exactly what was going on. Jesus knew what was going to take place here. What I believe and what I think, there's a profound lesson here for every one of us. If you really look at it, I know this scripture has been preached on a lot of time. Jesus is wanting to see how you and I respond to the storms. Do you agree with that this morning? I believe he's wanting to see how you and I will respond to the storms that is going to come in our lives. I had the opportunity to go over this morning and to teach over there for the teenagers this morning. And Mike had been sick, and there's a lot of sickness in the church right now, by the way. Continue to pray for that. But I went over to teach this morning, and I told them, you know what? Down through our lives, there are going to be times when we are going to have to face the fiery furnace, when we are going to have to face the storms in our lives. And you know what? It's how we respond to these things that is the most important part of this. It's not the idea that the storm... I'm here to tell you this morning, I believe storms are going to come. I believe that they are going to come in our lives, no matter what they may be. We're going to face headwinds. We're going to be out there. And you know what? Those things are going to be there. It's not that those things are not going to come. They will be there, but it's how we respond to them. If you look at verse 48, and he saw them toiling in rowing. You know that? And he saw them straining. And he saw them straining at the oars. Can I tell you this morning that no matter what you're at or no matter what you're doing this morning, if you're facing the headwinds this morning, I want you to know Jesus sees you straining at the oars this morning. He knows exactly where you're at. He knows exactly what's going on in your life this morning. Just like he knew he was sending them out on that boat, he knew exactly where they were headed. He knows what you're facing this morning. Are you straining at the oars here this morning? I don't know what's going on in your life. I do know this. They were, and just maybe, there's someone here this morning. Can I ask you this in all sincerity and all love? Maybe there's someone here this morning, you know what? You've been straining for an awful long time. You know that? Maybe it's one of them things where you're fighting, you're against a headwind, and it seems like that you're out there and you're just going around in circles. You ever been that way? I've been that way in my life. I've been that way, and I know this, but I want you to understand something. If you're that way, and you've been that way forever, if you've been that way, it seems like forever, and you know what? You seem like no one cares. I'm here to tell you this morning, Jesus sees you this morning. He sees what's going on in your life. He sees you straining at the oars. You know what? I believe God is giving this message here this morning. I believe that He's giving this message to someone here this morning. I believe that who has been straining at the oars. I don't believe anything happens is happenstance. Patty, I don't believe anything. I don't believe that a person preaches just because they preach, brothers. I believe that God has a reason for everything. There's someone here this morning who I believe that is straining at the oars. You're facing the headwind. And you know what? You're thinking to yourself, there's no one here who cares. There's no one out there that understands. I'm here to tell you this morning, there is someone that understands. There's someone that cares for you this morning. That is Jesus Christ. You know what? you may think that maybe your spouse doesn't even care for you this morning. I know one that cares for you even above and beyond your spouse. Amen. I've told you this before. I love my wife beyond anything. But I need, you know what? She cannot go to where Jesus can go with me. Amen. And then I'm here to tell you, if you're straining, if you feel like you're that way this morning, listen to me. God sees you. Jesus sees you. Isn't it totally uplifting to know that God, if full well knows what you're going through this morning? I tell you, I'm thankful that the God that I serve, He knows full well what I go through each and every day of my life. He sees me if I start struggling. He sees me if I'm straining. Praise God. Isn't that awesome, Sean? To know that the God of the universe cares enough about me, this little individual like me, to know what I'm going through every day. And He sees, and He sees, and He understands what we're going through. He sees us straining. Too many times we feel God is distant. Too many times we think, you know what? He's so remote. He's so theoretical. And we think so many things about Him sometimes. We think that it's just on the pages of the book, of the Bible. We read it, well, yeah, that's God. But Belinda, praise God, He's right there with us every day. He's not just the God of the Bible. He's the God of our hearts. Amen? He's not just the God of somebody standing. I love the testimonies here this morning. Do you understand something this morning? If you're sitting here this morning, you heard these testimonies, say, man, God has really blessed them, and you heard the songs, and God, let me tell you something, God is no respecter of persons. Do you understand that this morning? What He's done for one, He can do for others. And praise God, I believe if you're here this morning and you're straining at the oars and you're finding it hard to try to get by today, I believe God can help you with that. Amen. I believe that He can do that. I believe He can take in what you're straining and what you're going through. The God of the universe. How can He possibly care about my little problems? Praise God, I'm here to tell you He does. I'm praying He here. The God of the universe cares about each and every one of us. Maybe you feel God doesn't possibly care about you. I'm here to tell you, God is aware of what you're going through. He loves you and He does care. God's aware if your marriage is on the rocks. Amen. God's aware if your work, if something's going on at your work. God's aware if there's something going on with your family this morning. God knows if you're straining this morning. Amen? He knows where you're at this morning. And you know what? It's not nothing. This old preacher, I don't know your heart this morning. I don't know what's going on in everybody's life in here this morning. But praise God, I don't have to know. Oh, you know what? All I got to do is mind Him and pay attention to Him. And you know what? He'll do the work. And whoever's life needs the work done in this morning, I know that He will. There's no way. Someone needs to hear this morning. I understand. I believe that this morning. Someone needs to hear that you are, if you're straining here this morning, that Jesus, that God sees what you're going through. I don't care what it is. He sees. He knows what you're going through. Listen. Are you up against a strong headwind this morning? Is that what's going on in your life? or you're up against that. Maybe you started something. Maybe you have started something that God has wanted you to do, and you can't, for some reason, it seems like that you can't finish it. Huh? Have you ever been there? Some reason you can't finish it. I'm here to tell you this morning, He's able to help you finish it. He's able to do that for you this morning. I don't know what you're going through. I say that over and over again, and I don't. But praise God, He does know. And you know what? He's seen them. He saw them toiling all night. He had seen them doing that. Maybe you have to pray for something and it hasn't happened yet. You know what? Maybe you are praying for a healing in your life. Maybe you're praying for something else in your life here this morning, and it hasn't happened, and you seem like you're just straining, and you're just struggling, and you're straining, and you keep on going. I'm here to tell you, Jesus sees it. Amen. He sees it. He knows what you're going through. Don't think 1 minute that He doesn't. He sees it. Do you realize that whenever He sent them out, they were supposed to stay. This is how they normally did it. They stayed about 2 miles offshore, and that's how they went to the other side. But you know what? The strong headwinds and the storm took them right out into the middle of it. Maybe this morning, you know what? You're right in the middle of it today. Maybe you are. I don't know. But you know. You know full well where you're at today. And you know what? Jesus is right there. He's watching. He's looking. And sometimes, you know what? When you're going through these strong headwinds and you're right up against it, praise God. Listen to me. Listen to me. It's for your good. Amen? You may not notice it right now, but it is for your good. You're straining. You're up against it. Never like you've never been before. And you know what? You're just getting ready to just to give up. You know, you don't think anybody cares, anybody sees, or anybody understands. But I'm here to tell you, He does. Listen, not only does He see you, It's powerful to know this. Listen to what Matthew 10, 29, 31 says. Listen to what it says here. Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing, and one of them shall not fall on the ground without your Father? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. And fear ye not, therefore, ye are more value than many sparrows. You don't think He doesn't know what's going on in your life here this morning? If He has got the very hair on your head numbered, isn't that just an amazing reality of the God that we serve? That's how much He cares for you this morning. You may not think, you may be here this morning, you may not think He does, but He cares for you that much that He knows the very hairs that are on your head and that they are numbered. I tell you what, I praise God. You may be thinking that how can God know what I'm up against? Or how does He know how I feel? Because you know what? Hebrews 4:15 tells us this. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted just like we were. Do you realize that Jesus come down here? When He come down here, that everything that you get tempted with, Jesus was tempted with. Did you know that? He was. And you know why that I feel that, you know why I feel that He was like that? So you know what? That whenever we say, well, God, you weren't tempted like, oh, yes, He was. Yes, He was. He was tempted in every way. Yet He did it without sin. Amen? He was tempted, but He knows just exactly what headwind you're up against here this morning. He knows how you're being tempted. He knows what you're being tempted with. And you know what? He overcome it. And my Bible tells me that we can overcome it too. He says, with the temptation, He will do what? He will offer a way of escape. Amen? Amen. We can, you know, no matter what the headwind may be again, He knows what you've been through. He knows what it felt like. Jesus knew what the adverse winds were about, did He not? He knew what strong headwinds was about. In Matthew 26, 39, you read this and it says, and He went a little farther and fell on His face. This is talking about Jesus. And prayed, saying, Father, oh my Father, if it possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but as Thou will. Do you suppose that was a pretty fierce headwind that was coming up against Him? Huh? He was getting ready to die for the sins of the world. Amen? Do you not suppose that the devil had a very strong headwind against Him? And guess what? You know what? God saw it. And I'm here to tell you tonight, I don't know what you're up against today, but Jesus and God see it today as well. Jesus overcome it for you and I. Praise God this morning. Hey, praise Him. You know what? If you listen, another thing that He did, you look at when He was walking upon the water. Yeah, I told the kids over there, do you ever comprehend this? You know, we hear that all the time. He walked on the water. Amen? He walked on the water. Amen. Praise God. Isn't it? Just think about it. Just let that soak in for a minute. The God of all creation. That's not a fantasy. That's not a farce. He walked on the water. Amen. He was walking on the water, heading out towards them. Guess what they did? He was going to walk right on by them. He was going to walk. I'm here to tell you, not that he didn't see him. He knew they were there. He was going to walk on by them. But praise God, you know what they did? They cried out. Are you here this morning? You're against the fierce head. That headwind's hitting you right in the face. You're straining at the oars. He wants you to cry out to him, Jamie.
Yes, sir.
He wants you to cry out to him. That's what he wants you to do. You know what? There are times, I'll tell you, there are times, have you ever thought that you could do it on your own? You ever thought that? And you know what you do? Yeah, you're sitting there and you're thinking, you know what, God, I got this. And you know what you do? You don't cry out to him. And before you know it, you're sinking. And before you know it, you're getting turned around in all different ways. And then that's when you decide to cry out to him, isn't it? Praise God. You know what? You're straining at the oars. He's there. You cry out to him. Cry out to Jesus. Cry out to the one. He's seen you. You know what? Cry out to him. You know what? No matter what you're going to. You know what? And I'm going to tell you this. I believe we need to cry out to him as much as we can. Amen? You're thinking, you know what? I'll just pray one prayer. He's got it. What about the unjust judge? You remember that one? Remember the lady? She said because of her constantly going to him. That's what God wants us to do. Amen? Don't just pray once. Keep it up. Keep it up. Keep going. Keep praying to him. God, you know what? I've got this problem. I've got this fierce headwind against me. I'm here today. I want to come before you one more time and just keep on praying. Keep on keeping on. Keep on praying. Amen. Cry out to him because you know what? He loves to hear our petitions. They cried out. This is powerful, is it not? This is powerful this morning, to know that He sees us, to know that we can cry out to Him. Praise God. What excuse do you have this morning for not crying out to Him? What excuse do we have? If you're here, if you are facing the troubles and trials in your life, you know what? Turn with me to Matthew 15, 21 through 28, please. This is what I want to explain to you about crying out to Him. Look at what it says. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried to him, saying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil." But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, "Send her away, for she crieth after us." But he answered and said, "I am not sent but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Then came she and worshipped him, saying, "Lord, help me." But he answered and said, "It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to the dogs." And she said, "Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from the master's table." And Jesus answered and said to her, "O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt." And her daughter was made whole that very hour. Did you ever comprehend that for a minute? You're thinking, you know, Jesus is putting her off. But you know what? How would we do? I want you to understand. We'd have probably said, you know what? In this day and age we live in, you know what? I don't need that. I'm better than that. I don't need to go to him. But you know what? Jesus was trying to prove a point. Keep on yelling out. Keep on crying to him. Keep on keeping on. And guess what? And she did. And her faith. And Jesus knew her faith. He knew what was going to happen here. And praise God, he answered her. You know what? When you're straining at the oars and you cry out to him, listen to me. Don't give up crying out to him. Don't think that your prayers can't be answered or won't be answered. Listen to me. Keep crying out to him. The one that can take control of this stuff. Praise God this morning. Listen, he's able. Tap on the brakes on whatever you're doing sometimes. Tap on the brakes in your life. Listen to me and cry out to him. Can you not cry out to him and give him thanks sometimes? Amen? How many times do we go to an altar, either in our house or at a church, and we're always asking for something? Have you ever went to an altar and just said, thank you, Lord? Have you ever done that? Just thank you for what you've done. Thank him for the family. Thank him for the job. Thank you for the church family. Thank you for all. Have you ever just done that without asking for one thing? I encourage you to do that sometimes and just see how much you get blessed. Just see how much you get blessed. Because he wants us to praise him and give him the thanks. And so many times we cry out for different things. Let's cry out to thank him. Let's just do that sometimes. Cry out to thank him. But you know what? This woman, she kept it up. You know what? She had a need, didn't she, Sarah? She had a need. One of her daughters was vexed with the devil. And you know what? She knew he was the one to take care of it to her. Do you know Jesus is the one that can take care of the problems in your life this morning? Do you know that? Do you believe that? If you believe that, we can cry out to him. We can cry out to him. Praise God this morning. We can do that. Listen, Hebrews 4:16. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in times of need. You know what that tells me? You don't have to be timid about going to the throne. You don't have to be timid about going to God. Amen? If you're one of his this morning, you do not have to be timid about going to him and asking him. You know what? Because we are his children, and you know what? He loves his children this morning. Praise God. Go boldly to the throne of grace and let your petitions known. If you're straining at the oars this morning, let it be known. He hears. He not only hears, he not only sees us, he hears and he cares, and we can cry out to him. I love this. And you should love this too. Read with me verse 51. Back in Mark 6, 51. And he went up into the ship and the winds ceased. not only does he see us, not only does we cry out to him, praise God, he got in the boat with him. And guess what happened? The wind ceased. The headwind ceased. I don't know what you're going through this morning. Again, I say that. Praise God, I ask you this morning, if something's going on in your life and it seems like it's been going on forever, and you've tried everything, listen to me. He sees you, cry out to him, and he'll get in the boat with you. Amen. He'll get in the boat with you. And when he gets in the boat with you, the winds will cease. Amen? Amen? They have no choice but to cease, Jamie. When he comes on the scene, they cease. Praise God this morning. Hope you understand what I'm trying to get across this morning. I hope and pray you do. Belinda, let's get a song this morning. If you have a need here, I ask you, this altar is open. It's been open the whole time you've been in this service. I hope you understand that. If you have a need, come up here and let us pray. If you've been straining at the oars and you can't get it taken care of, I don't care if it's drugs. I don't care if it's alcohol. I don't care if it's marriage. I don't care what it is. Cry out to him. Amen? Let's cry out to him.